Where I had just left on my first foster home, it wasn't the greatest even outside of there, but it was better than inside of a treatment center, you know? We each had a room that had two beds in it, so you could have a roommate if they had enough kids or you wanted one. And then we had like different little, we would go outside on some days. We had school every day on campus. And then we would come back and do little activities like coloring or something on the ward. As for the restraints and medication, yes, there is a lot that I could tell you about that. The most common one for me was the 4-point restraints, which were essentially wrist and ankle cuffs at each of the four. The longest that I was in a set was 4 hours. It's weird. They would say it was a safety concern, even if it wasn't truly a safety concern. I was essentially just, you know, doing what a child does, throwing a tantrum at one point. And I slammed my door once and was immediately restrained because it was, air quotes, a safety concern. There was the 4 points, and then there was a papoose board, which was essentially a thick foam board with elastic bands going from your neck to your ankles that would wrap around you, and you would just be laid on the floor. Oh, and another part of the papoose board is they were usually used in the seclusion rooms, and you would just be left alone by yourself in a blank room for hours. When I left, I think I was on 12, maybe 13 different medications, and I received mediocre therapy at best.